Binance pulls its Greek MyCA bid 7 days before the EU deadline. Binance withdrew its application for a markets and crypto assets license in Greece on June 24, 2026, according to a CoinDesk report and the company's own statement. The timing matters. Under MyCA, a crypto firm must hold a license from at least one of the EU's 27 member states by July 4, 2026 to keep serving clients across the bloc. Pull the Greek bid that close to the line, and the math gets tight. Binance now has roughly 7 days to land authorization somewhere else or face winding down its EU activities. The company framed the move as a choice rather than a defeat. It withdrew after careful consideration of the current status and timeline of the Greek process, and said it remains committed to Europe and expects to secure a license in the coming months. That phrasing carries a quiet problem. The coming months sit on the far side of a deadline measured in days. Three regulators track the same file. The Greek application was not reviewed in isolation. Greece, Ireland, and Latvia jointly followed it, and all three raised concerns about Binance's past legal issues and corporate structure, per the reporting. That is the part worth sitting with. MyCA was designed so one member state's approval passports across the whole union, which means the bar at the entry point is high and national regulators talk to each other. A withdrawal under that kind of shared scrutiny reads less like a paperwork delay and more like an applicant stepping back before a rejection lands on the record. Binance has spent recent weeks pushing back on reports that it was set to lose EU permission, insisting its application was fully compliant. The Greek withdrawal complicates that narrative. The exchange has not named which EU country it will approach next, so for now the destination is unknown and the clock keeps moving. The wind down clause is the real stake. MyCA's July 1st cutoff is not advisory. Firms that remain unlicensed are required to wind down EU operations and stop serving regional users. For most companies, that would be an existential event in the European market. For Binance, the largest exchange by volume, it would be a structural shock to one of crypto's deepest regional user bases, even if the firm eventually returns with a license later in the year. Binance says user funds remain safe, and that it will communicate directly with affected European users about any account changes before the deadline. That is the standard reassurance in moments like this, and on the custody question, it is likely accurate. The sharper risk for users is access, not solvency. The ability to trade, deposit, and withdraw through a regulated EU entity, rather than the safety of the balance itself. Those are different problems, and the wind-down language speaks to the first one. European cardholders sit in the blast radius. The fallout reaches past spot trading. Binance runs a card program in parts of Europe, and the Binance card depends on the same regional entity structure that MyCA governs. If the exchange is forced to pause EU services while it secures a license elsewhere, European cardholders could see funding or spending disrupted alongside their trading accounts. This is the recurring counterparty lesson with custodial products. When the issuer hits a regulatory wall, the card stops being a payment tool and becomes an account access question. Users who route everyday spending through an exchange-issued card carry that exposure whether or not they trade actively. The macro backdrop sharpens the discomfort. Bitcoin traded near $61,586 as of June 25, 2026, down about 1.5% on the day, with the fear and greed index reading 18, or extreme fear. A regulatory cloud over the largest exchange is not the headline a jittery market wants, and it adds to the case for users in Greece, Ireland, Latvia, and the wider EU to know which entity actually holds their money.